I want to welcome back to the show, State Representative Dixon McMakin. Dixon, how are you, sir?
Hey, great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on here. I've got to start with, I appreciated 43 seconds of humor on the day of the eclipse. I've got to ask, though, during the intro, why is John Kay getting love out of that? Because that cracked me up before anything else. People watching at home around the world and John Kay.
Yeah.
Why is John Kay getting love on that?
It's just a little Jimmy Fallon bit we were doing. Jimmy Kimmel bit we were doing.
Okay.
John Kay's name will probably no longer be mentioned, but for those first few times, we had to just give him a little shout out.
It struck me as funny, and I'm showing it to Christy later on. She's like, why is that funny to you? And I'm like, I have no idea.
That's part of it. You need a little humor up there at the Capitol. We're working hard for the people. We're there very long hours. We've had multiple over 5-hour sessions at the Capitol. Sometimes you need a little laugh.
No, you absolutely do. And so the backstory here was, it was the day of the eclipse, which nobody could see anyway because of the cloud cover. But you had Representative Kelly Hennessey representing the sun. And was that John Ilge?
Yeah.
As I believe you described him as a large mass.
A large mass.
So Representative Ilge eclipsed Kelly Hennessey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Dixon's Twitter feed. I'm sure it's on all your social media.
It's around.
All right. Let's dive in. Can we start with your bills before we get to the... I really want to talk about the potential of a constitutional convention. But what have you got moving that's actually moving?
Yeah, so we've moved most of my bills. I already got one bill through Senate committee. We've done the update to the law, the live streaming bill, which was an update. I called it a millennial update, you know, when that law was passed. There was no such thing as live streaming.
Okay.
So now if you are the criminal or the accessory to the crime and you live stream... And do that, we can now hold you accountable for that one. Coming up Monday, I'm going to have an update to the student discipline one that actually my predecessor, Scott McKnight, did.
Okay.
So we're going to move the evidentiary standard for schools to punish their students from preponderance to clear and convincing. So there's got to be a little something, I think, there for the schools to punish their students. Then, of course, we passed out of the House chamber as well the solicitation bill to update that law to include all public streets, not just interstate highways, on-ramps, and off-ramps.
Yeah.
Was a big bill we pushed out of the House chamber last week, and we'll be heading over to the Senate soon with that one as well.
Okay, so there's two within there that I really want to break down a little bit further that have you talk about them. The panhandling one for sure. But go back to the live streaming one, because we had a story in Baton Rouge. We had a very horrific murder.
Yep.
Off of Sherwood Forest Boulevard, where this person put the whole thing on Facebook Live. Is that where this bill started, or was it just more general than that?
So it actually started with me after the Garth Brooks concert a few years ago, and you had all those people on College Drive shutting down the street because they were doing donuts and all out there. There were so many people out there live streaming because we pretty much saw it all. There was no law to go after those people and hold them accountable for literally shutting down College Drive after one of the major concerts here. So the thought was, okay, that doesn't seem right. That, you know, there's something off about that. And we don't want to make celebrities out of criminals in Louisiana.
Sure.
And so that's where the law came from. When it comes to murders, right, this law is just going to be an add-on for someone that does a murder. You're already going to get them for the murder.
Right.
And it's an evidentiary process to include that. But for your lower crimes, I would say, you know, I talked about, you know, the kids that just go into the supermarket now and throw up milk jugs. Or they're in their classrooms. And I saw videos of a guy just walked up to his teacher, slapped the teacher, and sat back down, but live streamed it. Why are they doing that? They're doing it to get the likes, to get the followers. Now we're going to say in Louisiana, we're not going to let you do that anymore.
So when it comes to the street racing and the shutting down of streets, I would imagine you're getting support out of New Orleans for this because they have every bit of a problem as we do here in Baton Rouge with it.
Yeah, the bill passed bipartisan support. It wasn't just a Republican-Democrat vote. I believe we got almost 100 votes on that one. So that means
wow. We
had a lot of people on the other side of the aisle as well joining in because of that reason.
Now, when you say it passed, it's already cleared the Senate as well?
No, we've cleared the full House. So now we have to go over to the Senate committee, and we should be doing that in a week or two.
There it is. Pending Senate floor action.
Yeah, we cleared the judiciary, so we have to go to the Senate floor.
Gotcha.
So you got to clear the House. You got to do House committee, House floor, Senate committee, Senate floor. You got to worry about amendments, because if there's amendments...
Refreshing me on my schoolhouse rock, yeah. By the way.
Hey, it's not as easy as just I'm a bill sitting on a hill. There's a lot of tactics.
I was getting lost in the list because you filed quite a bit this year.
Yeah, we had a good bit.
You got a good rookie year.
So far, not too bad.
Yeah. Let's go back to the panhandling one, or provides relative to the crime of solicitation on certain highways and streets. This is another one that hits home in Baton Rouge on a daily basis. What is the aim of this bill? And we see the necessity, but what do we hope to do with it?
Yeah, the aim is, of course, to start with the state's compelling interest for health and safety of our motorists and the people that are out there. Roads were built for cars to be on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something I've talked to some truckers, I've talked to car dealers and things like that. You know, you could have a truck out there that I believe that's 80,000 pounds trying to go from 60 miles per hour or 70 miles per hour off the interstate down to zero, yeah, and then back from zero to 60. And you have a person that's out there in that road in their way or close to them. Mm-hmm. That's not safe for either one of those people. So it's health and safety. And then, of course, including all public streets as well.
Okay, so broadening this out to all public streets, I find interesting because, yeah, we already know what the problems are at our interstate off-ramps, right? But there are equal problems on, let's say, Florida at Foster or Lobdell at Jefferson, where you could be talking about panhandlers. You could be talking about people who have a bucket and they're trying to raise money for their church or for their AAU basketball team. Like, no matter what you're trying to collect money for, you are endangering motorists and endangering yourself.
And I think, too, nowadays with technology, right, you can go online, set up a platform to do that. The idea that you have to be out there with buckets. Now, there already is a law to protect the firefighters and those charities that go out there. There's another statute that protects them. Mm-hmm. So if you're a charity, a 501c3 or a municipality group, and you go out there and do that, you're protected under another statute. Mm-hmm. I even put into the record, one of the intersections I put in was Blue Bonnet at Jefferson. I put into the record a photo of a person out there soliciting, standing in the middle of the street during the day. And that's just not safe for either the driver or for that person.
No. And look, Lobdell Jefferson is one where there's a basketball team out there. Side note, if you're trying to raise money for your basketball team, wear the uniforms, kids. I'm just saying, show me a little uniformity here. Show me you actually have a basketball team rather than everybody going out in street clothes with a poster board. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
You know, and I might put that in the record on the Senate side to say, hey, look, call Brian Haldane. You really got a fundraiser you want? Call Gordy Rush. I bet y'all will help somebody get some money out there, promote them. You don't have to be risking your life in the street.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So if you do that, you know I'm going to get blamed for it.
Call them up.
All right, fine. We got about 4 minutes left with Dixon McMakin. I got to pivot because the idea of a constitutional convention is one that excites me greatly. The reality of a constitutional convention looks like the momentum is slowing down from inside the Capitol. Is it?
So I would say, you know, and I actually texted you that the other day about that when someone else was on and mentioned that, mm-hmm, you know, we'd been there too long and the freshmen might be getting tired. I can tell you the momentum is not slowing down the freshmen at all. I think we all came in together. Bold, positive change is what we want to do. Mm-hmm. The Constitution has been amended over 200 times.
Yep.
Tried to be amended over 300 times. Year after year, all we hear, we're held back. We're handcuffed. We can't do this because of our Constitution. Hey, let's take a chance. Let's go out there. Let's break those handcuffs off the Constitution. Let's get to work. So I believe you got 28 Republican freshmen that are ready to go. We're okay. So ready. I think some of the, I'm going to call them 2 L's and 3 L's, are a little more nervous about that. How do you do it? What's the process? And Chairman Boyer now is going to bring up that bill 800. Actually, know that bill number because it's so easy to remember. But he's going to start on Tuesday. He's going to start having those conversations because we want a lot of input on that. So we're going to start having the conversation of, if we have one, what do we do? Why do we do it? And hopefully at the end of those conversations, we can come to a consensus between the House and the Senate. How do we do it? When do we do it? And what are we going to attack?
We are a month and a week away of the proposed start date for this constitutional convention. Where are we at from a legislative perspective to get the people's business done before we start in on that?
Yeah, so that's the idea, is that Chairman Boyer can do both at the same time. We can hold all of our regular meetings. We can do all that. He can keep this bill coming up into committee, mm-hmm, and invite people to come talk to hear the public testimony on that. So it's a different tactic there when you do it that way. So you'll still get the full public input.
So it would
everything.
Run at the same time as the session. You wouldn't have to end the session on May 20th?
So it just depends on how they word it. But the bill itself, House Bill 800, it can run consecutively the whole time.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I understand that. But in order to have a convention, don't you have to shut down the legislative session to do that?
They're looking into that.
Okay.
You know, we haven't had one of these in a long time.
1972, and adopted in 1974, and most of those people have served time.
And,
so.
And I love your saying on that, but I'll also say this real quick, is that that convention I've heard, oh, it takes too long, we're not capable of it. There were no computers.
No.
There were no printers. We can read and do a lot more efficiently now.
So, and I hit Representative Beaulieu with this when he came on earlier in the week. I said, this is going to be a lot of copy and paste. Because it is. I mean, you're not trying to rewrite the entire thing. You're trying to free up some, you know, a couple of billion dollars that gets jammed up every single year that y'all don't have access to. Jeff Landry, and his best line since being elected was, the Constitution's been amended 216 times. 10 more, we won't need the legislature. So I'm looking forward to following it. I always appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in.